and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Welcome back to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy, and today's special guest, we have Sharissa Sawyer, and she's going to be discussing her nonprofit program, Project Each. We'll be right back with Sharissa after this quick break. Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Psy Effect Radio Show. See you there. Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there. I want to welcome to the Psy Effect, Sharissa. Thank you for joining me today, Sharissa, and tell us about your nonprofit program, Project Each.
Thank you for having me. Project Each is a nonprofit organization that was started back in October 2010. Prior to that, I started an organization on my own called Vintage Start. It's now the community outreach program for Project Each. And I started Project Each with Takara Jones. She's actually from my hometown as well. We grew up together, and we went to high school together. What we do is we pretty much do a lot of fundraisers and coordinating programs and events in misrepresented communities, such as where I'm from. Our target population is those rural and urban communities.
Explain the name of your program.
Project Each. Each stands for Educate and Advocates for a Change in Health. We are looking at health as being one of a big issue in our rural and urban communities. And when we look at health, we don't look at it just when we're talking about medical illnesses and things of that nature, but also stress and the things around us that can pretty much be a problem in our lifestyles. So we do all events down from community outreach programs to educational programs to a healthy living type program.
That's great. So you're kind of like the one-stop shop program.
That's
you're
right.
Not only giving back to the community regards the school and school supplies, you're
right.
Making sure everybody is healthy in the community. That's great.
That's right, because we definitely know that in a lot of these communities, and not just rural and urban communities, but in all communities, if there are stressors such as not being able to get school supplies for the upcoming year or not being able to obtain correct or sufficient transportation back and forth to where you need to go, all that
mm-hmm.
brings on stress to your life, and we all
yes.
know that stress brings on medical issues.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just had a doctor on earlier this week, Dr. Hurt, and
mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that she stressed about stress. You know, it
right.
causes a lot of health issues, and we really don't realize because, you know, some of us are walking around here with high blood pressure and don't even know it,
right.
and we know that is the number one silent killer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So stress plays a major factor, and that's great that your nonprofit program is doing this. Now, what motivated you to start your nonprofit program?
Well, initially, like I said, a lot of the programs that we do are based in Pamlico County, and that is a county in North Carolina, which is where I'm from. So
mm-hmm.
really small area, rural community, and I'm a product of understanding and knowing what it feels like to not have resources or not to have the opportunity to do some of the things that some of our peers can do that live in bigger cities such as Charlotte or such as Atlanta. Right. And what my goal was to develop an organization that was going to be able to assist those youth in all those areas as well as those parents with education, educating them on, like we said, health issues, but also providing programs and resources that will assist them in self-sufficiency. So I'm a direct product of a rural community that I definitely love, but I also know that there were opportunities that weren't available to me, and I want to be able to fill that void for those students that I work with all the time with my organization.
Awesome. That's awesome. We definitely need a lot more programs in the inner cities, and so they can have the resources that, you know,
right.
other kids or other people are not, you know, directly in contact with. That's very difficult. And plus, a lot of programs have been cut by the city, you know, the after school programs and
That's
Boys
right.
and Girls Club does not exist anymore from what I know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Very limited resources, exactly. I had one young lady to tell me, even so much for college, well, I didn't apply for college because I didn't think I could get in, and I don't think we had the financial means to do it. And, you know, not even thinking about the fact that, you know, there are scholarships that you can get, even if you're not that straight-A student, there are scholarships
mm-hmm.
that you can apply for. There are ways to contact the school to talk to them, you know. There are so many different ways of moving forward in your life, and I think a lot of youth that I've talked to in those areas, they see maybe their parents or other people who are, for lack of a better word, stuck
mm-hmm.
in their hometown, and they don't necessarily know that, oh, wow, this is a huge world, it's a big world out there,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be able to help them understand that and see that because, you know, even for myself, my first time going out of the state of North Carolina was for, like, to go and actually see something other than, you know, a field trip was my sophomore year in college. So we want to be able to get those kids out even before then so they can see the world.
Right.
They won't be afraid of college so they can know, I can do this.
Because if you're only used to seeing one thing and you haven't
That's
experienced
right.
anything other, you're going to be afraid. You're going to be afraid of, you know, the unknown. Great. And you're doing some other amazing things. I had read that you guys had taken some kids to a sport game.
Yes.
It was a basketball game.
That's right. One of the things outside of, you know, the back to school drive that we're currently doing, one of the things that Project Each does, and I'm the community outreach lead, and I love to take the kids on different trips. Well, we have a college success program, and with the college success program, we get students that we partner with their local high school. We get students to come on these trips with us. We take them to different colleges, and we hope to be able to take them to other like the sporting events. But that particular trip, we went to Charlotte, North Carolina, and we went to visit the UNC Charlotte, and we toured the school, talked to professors. There are lots of things on campus so kids can understand what college is about and be able to ask questions if they were interested in that particular school. But after that, we went to a Charlotte Bobcat game. The Charlotte Bobcats, they gave us tickets, 30 tickets for free. So we were able to take all those kids there. We had a big pizza party and was able to talk about what the students wanted to do once they graduate from high school, even if it's not college. If you
mm-hmm.
want to be a business owner, what does it mean, and how can we help you get there?
For those that want to donate to your nonprofit program, how would they be able to do that?
Any donations can be, we definitely have PayPal, so you can go to PayPal, and our account is projecteachinc@gmail.com. Again, projecteachinc@gmail.com, and that's our PayPal account. They can mail any type of money order to us at our mail address, and that's P.O. Box 17714, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27619. So those are the two main ways that they can donate to us, and they can always give us a call if there's anyone that's in the Atlanta area or North Carolina area. We tend to go meet people if they need
mm-hmm.
to donate. So we definitely meet people halfway if they want to support the cause.
Now, what are some things that you're wanting to do in the future once you have a significant amount of funding?
For Project Each, one of the big things, and we're very proud of the College Success Program, which right now, over the last year, this past year, we haven't really been able to take the kids on as many tours as we like. But that's one of the programs that we definitely would like to put more money in to be able to take them. We want to do a national tour for those students who would like to go to college or would like to be business owners. Like I said, we would like to take them to different states and stop by the university of this state or wherever they would like to go. Just take them there so they can see the ins and outs of colleges, but also stop them to different businesses. A lot of them would like to, you know, we tell the students they want to be rappers, they want to be artists, they want to be all this, but they don't understand exactly what it takes to be all that. So
right.
Stop them to these places as well so they can learn about that industry. What is it going to take for you to become this person that you would like to be? So I would love to be able to put money in our College Success Program and Business Success Program to take them out to really see the world.
That's great. Provide your website in which people can connect with you, and Twitter, Facebook, all those good things.
Our website is www.projecteach.org, and again, our Twitter is just Project Eat on Twitter, Project Eat, so you can just put that in. And then we also on Facebook, and that's Project Eat INC. So you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter. Again, our website, www.projecteach.org. So those are the three different ways that you can find us online.
Well, thank you, Sharissa, for coming on the Psy Effect and sharing the amazing thing that you're doing with your nonprofit program, Project Eat. You're very welcome. We're going to post all the information that you said earlier on the Blog Talk website so people can also check it out there if they missed it during the interview. And I wish you much success. The Psy Effect is definitely going to get involved donating supplies for back.
Yeah, that actual event is going to be August 18th. And we're accepting school supplies now all the way up until August 18th. And if anybody want to donate after that, we do it every year. This is our third year doing it. So we'll take supplies even after the 18th so that we can have them for next year.
Great. And they can mail the supplies to you, like you said earlier. So
that's right.
So you don't have to be in the same location that Sharissa is to donate and to give. They're taking monies via PayPal, and you can also mail the supplies, and if you're close to them, they'll meet you halfway to get whatever donation that you're wanting to provide them.
That's right, that's right. And just to add, for this particular community that we're doing the back-to-school drive for, this is a community that was hit by Hurricane Irene rather hard. Many of those individuals are still living with others because their homes have not been fixed. So it was a definitely tragedy. That hurricane hit right after our second back-to-school blowout. So we were able to, any supplies that we had that people sent in later, give it to those students all over again because they lost everything. So this community is definitely in need, and we want to be able to help these parents out as much as possible. Again, they have a lot of stress on them, and we want to be able to help it in a way to get that stress off of them.
Yeah, it definitely takes a village. Definitely takes a village.
Definitely.
Thank you again for coming on the Psy Effect. I wish you much success in what you're doing, and I know each year is going to get better for you. Thank you so much, and you're welcome back anytime to share what you're doing, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Psy Effect fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Psy Effect.